Hello, listeners. This week on Twin Minute Loop, we discuss comedy games, the funky new Sonic designs, and a little bit of Lego Movie along the way. Remember, we're here to keep you in the loop. Thanks for listening. Oh, and by the way, in case you're wondering, yes, we do announce the Octodad contest winners today, so stay tuned. Hello, listeners. How are you doing today? Us? We're doing awesome. Everything is awesome. Because we saw a Lego Movie last night, or at least half of us did, and it's really good. Everybody go see it. And I'm here today with my friends, Yami.
Hey.
Moas.
Hola.
And Andy.
Hey.
How are you guys doing today? You guys doing awesome?
Everything is awesome.
I'm pretty awesome. I haven't heard that song, but I think I'm awesome.
We all think you're awesome, Andy.
I don't.
So we got a pretty fun week, or I guess fun podcast. So you can listen to the podcast all week. I don't care. I mean, just leave it on loop for the next 24 hours for 7 days. But we got a pretty fun cast for you today. Today, we're going to start off, you know, talking a little bit about some comedy games, you know, haha, funny games, those kind of things, right? Yeah, exactly. You know, so I was just kind of thinking about while playing Octodad, Deadliest Catch last weekend, and I liked it. I liked it quite a bit. I think it's a pretty funny game, but the comedy comes from playing the game and stuff, and just got me thinking about like more funny games that I've played in the past and stuff, especially with like this new jazz punk game out. So I need to play that. I mean, what do you guys think? Like, you got any particular favorite comedy games?
Ooh, I'm dying to play jazz punk.
Yeah, me too, the site gave it 5 out of 5.
No, did you read the review? It was really good.
Yeah.
It looked really cool.
It's funny.
I really love, it's fucking weird, but I love the comedy in like, Katamari, in the Katamari series, because it's not even, like, trying to be, like, riotously funny. It just happens to be, because it's just out of the sheer insanity of everything happening. For example, I think it was like in the first game, and then they kind of toned it down, like there on out. Mm-hmm. When you roll up giant buildings, you just hear like a bunch of screaming and like, ah, and people freaking out.
A bunch of voices crying out at once and then suddenly silenced.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to the collection where you can look at the stuff you've rolled up and like read the descriptions?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I love it. And like the people just like, ah, they like scream. For like a second. It's like, really weird.
That's by far the best part of the game. So we look at it and like it'll be like a lollipop and be like, we don't know what this is for, but we think it would make a wonderful stop sign. And it's just like this weird little like muted commentary and just like every weird little object you pick up.
And then the king of the cosmos is just a huge asshole. Like
he is.
What's it called? Like he's like, oh, if you were going for mediocrity, well, great job, you know.
And on that note, how good does it feel the first time you actually like impress him?
Yeah, and my favorite line is there's a lady who's a client in the second game, and if you do a bad job, I forgot what level it is. I think it's the one with the roses, and she says, "If this was a baby, I would slap it."
that's gotta come from like a Japanese idiom or something there.
It's perfect. That's hilarious.
How about you guys? Any particular funny games you guys like?
I want to play Jazz Punk because I heard that it was a funny game. Because I actually thought about this like 2 weeks back. I was like, why is comedy so hard in video games? Like I love sitcoms. I love watching stand-up. So I'm like super into comedy. But the thing is that I realized one day when I was playing, I forgot what game I was playing. Where I was just finally like, some of the shit that gamers find funny, I really don't find funny. Like, like everybody was losing their shit for Octodad. And I'm like, okay, I played it and some funny things happened with the like movements and stuff. But ultimately, I'm not going to like sit down a year later and be like, ha, that was a great moment in comedy. Like, I wonder why we can't have these lasting experiences in games that are just truly funny to the point where you remember them.
The thing about Octo Dead and like a lot of games like this is that like I said, the humor comes from like the gameplay and the gameplay alone. Like it helps that there is like actual writing in Octo Dead and like some there are some like really funny lines around there if you like listen to what people are saying and stuff. But like I feel like a lot of it comes from like kind of how you play it, because like as it stands as a game, like Octodad could be very, very frustrating, and like there are some parts of it where like it asks a lot of you, and like the shitty controls don't help if you're getting frustrated with it already or whatever. But like,
oh yeah, that shit becomes impossible after a certain point. So I just stopped. I tried to beat it because I just try to beat like every game.
Oh no, yeah, like the last half an hour of it's like the worst thing in the world. But like I actually played most of the game co-op with a friend, where like we each took one half of Octodad, and like. Even like there was only one part where we got like so frustrated we started to get like actually angry at each other, but like outside of that, like it was always great. Like there's a bit near the end when you're on this boat and you have to get around to this door and you kind of have to climb along like the top of the boat to do it, but it's really easy to fall off. And so like by this point we had mastered like actually pulling ourselves up onto stuff, so we were trying to pull ourselves up to this boat and then we just started falling off. We started just like screaming and just like flailing like Octodad's arms and legs around, because remember, We're both controlling all of these like limbs independently of each other, and eventually it just went to like this perfect storm, just kind of like control. And Octodad did like a perfectly landed pirouette and like landed on like one foot with his hands up in the air, like bring it, and just like immediately just like slumped back over to a pile. And we're like, yeah, we did that on purpose. But I mean, like it was like that little, I guess it was like that little moment that kind of made it funnier than like trying to get through the goddamned world of kelp. Like that was just. That was an achievement, but like that wasn't funny. That was just interesting.
No, I love little moments like that, especially when you're like working together with a friend and shit like that is just like perfect. And you just like you just stay there like, whoa. Like
I'll say that the funniest thing I think that's happened. First off, The Sims. I always think of the funniest freaking moments with The Sims. But one time, me and my best friend were playing Portal 2,
mm-hmm.
Like co-op, and then like. I forgot what it was, but we were trying to figure out a puzzle, and then like he's standing there checking out the puzzle, trying to figure it out, and then he says something like, "Okay, Yami, I think we need to cross." And then suddenly, like I'm playing the really like tall, like the freaking skinny ass guy, and you just see me already crossing to the finish line. And I'm like, "What?" Like that moment of me just saying, "What?" Like, it just perfectly encapsulated the characters, and that's what made it hilarious. Like, we actually took the role of these two guys. But it's, like, I don't see any comedy in writing, like, much. Like, I don't know. Maybe I just don't find dick jokes funny.
I mean, like, there's some funny games. Like, I mean, like, I was at MAGFest, and, like, I was at some panel, and some little kid got up, and he was like, why don't we see enough, like, funny writing in games? And, like, I was like, they had a response to that.
That one's like, fucking funny.
Just kind of like I don't think writing's been a problem because like Monkey Island's existed for the past like 20 years, and like the first two Monkey Island games were like still pretty funny. And like while I don't think Telltale's like the best at comedy, like I think their comedy's like really hit or miss, and it's usually miss. Like when they do get their comedy right, like it's pretty right. So like they get it right sometimes. Like I thought Poker Night was probably like the funniest thing they've actually done, because he didn't have to like manage weird adventure game gameplay. But like, the Stanley Parable was kind of, like... Well, the Stanley Parable was kind of more of, like, satire, so that was kind of more of, like, thinking about it comedy than it was actually, like, laugh out loud. But, like, Portal's definitely funny. Like, the writing in Portal's, like, absolutely...
Yeah, the writing for A-plus,
fucking right on.
Yeah.
I didn't find anything of Portal, like, ha-ha-ha hilarious, where I was, like, on the floor laughing. But it was extremely smart and clever, so I was chuckling a lot.
Yeah,
I think that's what you want.
Like, that's... What Moana just said is exactly what I mean, that it's, like... Oh, I could recognize that Portal was funny, yes. But it's like, what the fuck? Nothing's made me really, really laugh. Like, unless it's...
Let me just add a little caveat to my statement. Adventure Core and Space Core, if you, like, while you're playing the game and you just hear them rambling, it's not as funny as if you, like, go and look up the sound files and, like, listen to their whole spiels. Those are hilarious, but in the game, there's no way you can, like, stand there and listen to them.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's kind of telling that, like, a lot of games, like, a lot of our funniest games are, like, a lot of times they're, like, kind of, like, drier humor, or, like, they're a lot of times witty, or they rely on, like, wordplay, or kind of, like, softer humor, I guess. Like, even, like, the funniest parts of something like Borderlands 2, which, like, in all rights, is a very funny game. It's, like, lot of like the funny stuff in there is like, oh, look at this little wordplay or this like self-deprecating humor about this character or whatever, and that sort of stuff. Like, it's never really just kind of like, you know, it's like the Lego movie. There was like a lot of points where like I was like, you know, it's gut-bustingly funny. Like, there's like not a spoiler, but like in the movie, there's this show called Where Are My Pants? And it's just this husband who enters the room and he goes, "Honey, where are my pants?" And like his head spins around and he's not wearing pants. I was kind of the only person in the theater who was like laughing way too hard at that.
That's hilarious. That's fucking awesome.
But it's like,
now I need to see this movie.
It's like if that happened in the game, we'd like just kind of brush over and be like, that was funny.
The thing, I disagree first off with that, whatever it was that you said, the panel where they were like, oh, it's not, comedy writing isn't a problem because, what's the name of that fucking pirate game? No, I forgot.
I was just kind of like, Monkey Island existed, so it's like, we have the capability to write funny games.
Yeah, no, see, that's the thing, that it's like, it is a problem because Monkey Island was so old. It's like, and I haven't played it, so I can't even say if it's actually funny for me. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that, like, I don't find Borderlands funny because it's just a bunch of dick jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, like, primarily my issue. And I don't want to be mean right now, so if this is too mean, we can cut it out.
No, it's fine.
But one time I was coming back from Tokyo Game Show in the plane. I was sitting next to this
guy.
He like, actually restrain that shit. No, wait, let's not say it.
Guy.
So one time I was on a plane. coming back from TGS. And
I like how you keep saying one time. You've only been to TGS once.
because I start my little story like once upon a time. I was sitting next to this guy that he worked in the video game industry, and he was like, we were discussing, the movie that we were watching freaking The Great Gatsby in front of us, the little screens. And then we were discussing like why can't we get a video game that has made us discuss this game, this movie so much? Like, we got in depth in like all of the paradigms of The Great Gatsby. And then we were like, wow, we both love video games and we can't really talk like that about any video game right now. And then like, I said, oh, that's because the movie industry isn't run by a bunch of 12-year-old boys.
Yeah.
And I think that's exactly what, like, kind of describes my feelings for the comedy, too. Like, it's just a bunch of 12-year-old boy comedy. Like, no offense to you guys if you find some shit funny, but I'm just like, oh, God, this is fucking lame.
No, I mean, like, I think it's telling, like, the first thing we talked about was Katamari and how Katamari is probably finding its own little way. And, like, even though, like, jumping from, like, you know, like, white boys to Japanese men, which are probably like the two biggest people who make games. It's like, it still is, comes from a different perspective and has a different like sense of humor. Cause like, it's like, there are a lot of games I find funny, but like, as much as I do like Monkey Island, and I think Monkey Island did set a standard for like what comedy can be in games, like what written comedy in games can be. I think it like those adventure games kind of set an odd precedent for like games needing to have like this sort of like wacky, odd humor, I guess. Cause like, I feel like the spectrum for, like, a lot of games on the comedy scale is either just kind of, like, it's got to be wacky with, like, random items and, like, really silly characters like Monkey Island, or it's got to be dick jokes and shits because that's what's funny, and it's, like, we're poking fun in the same way that, like, R-rated movies do and stuff, I guess. It makes any sense.
I want smart comedy writing. I want something to make me laugh because it was well put together and it was crafted to make me laugh, not an accidental laughter.
Have you played Psychonauts?
Yeah, I like Psychonauts.
I think
it doesn't make me like ha 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 ha, but I thought it was cute.
I think Psychonauts is definitely like a well put together comedy, though it does still kind of subscribe to the Monkey Island sort of style. But I also thought like the game as a whole isn't funny, but there are some really good funny moments in Brutal Legend as well.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them actually.
Brutal Legend. It's definitely worth playing. Like, if you don't like the gameplay series, just put it on easy. You can like beat it in like 4 hours. Like, it's not a long game and it's not that hard, but like a lot of the things that characters say, like the cutscenes are pretty well written, and then like there's a lot of stuff where like I love when games do this, when they have like multiple lines of dialogue written for when specific things happen to you, so you don't hear the same thing over and over and over again. Because like in the beginning of the game, there's like a bit where you have to run away from like an exploding tower, and you're with this girl you just met, and like Jack Black's like very obviously attracted to her and stuff. And like when you fall, like sometimes it'll be like, oops, didn't mean to do that, sorry. And like one time you fall, he's just kind of like, hey, before we die, do you want to make out? No. Okay, cool. And then you die and explode. And it's just kind of like a lot of really little stuff like that peppered throughout the game.
I'm surprised no one has said any of the Lego games yet. Because
I was about to say that right
now. Hilarious and they're charming as hell. Because they don't take themselves too seriously. They know they're just like a Lego game. Sorry, go ahead.
No. The best part of it is that, well, at least, like, not anymore. Now they have, like, voice acting, but they're still funny. But the best part is that they were still hilarious back when, without even dialogue. They're just silent, but still hilarious somehow. And I think that's an impressive feat in its own.
Yeah. I mean, like, Lego Lord of the Rings, Lego Batman 2 with the Justice League, Lego Marvel, they all have hilarious, hilarious jokes. Like, they're kind of like, what about this joke? But it's never to the point where you're like, okay, I get it, shut up. Like, in Borderlands 2, it gets to that point sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the trick is like, when you're writing for kids, I guess, you're writing for a much more generalized audience than when you're writing for adults who, like, coming with, like, much more of an expectation of what they want from comedy. Like I said, it's, like, you could argue that Borderlands 2 is kind of, like, in the same style as, like, R-rated comedies, which is, like, very clearly for a very specific target audience, which is probably very concurrent with the same target audience who plays games like Borderlands 2. So, like, it would make a lot of sense that, like, it's a lot of, like, crude, crass, like, violence and sex-related humor, whereas, like, if you have, like, something like the Lego games, like, they can get away with, like, simple, like, pantomime comedy and stuff, and it's, like, because, like, it's more kid-appropriate, but it's not just that it's kid-appropriate, but that, like, it's appropriate for everyone, because it's, like, go watch, like, a Charlie Chaplin film, and it's, like, they're still legitimately, like, very, very funny. Like, they're some of the funniest movies around, like, still to this day, and they don't use, like, they don't rely on, like, dirty jokes or, like, dated humor or anything. It's just kind of, like, just straight-up funny stuff, and it's, like, you have the same sort of, like, expectations for, like, a kid game, you know? Like the argument that, like, it's easy to write a joke about a dick and get a laugh about it, but like it takes some real skill to like take something that's not inherently funny and make it funny so that everyone can find it funny. Mm-hmm. Perhaps the.
I want to play.
No, I think.
I was just gonna say I want to play Lego Marvel now.
It's really good.
Lego Marvel, but I love it. Like, yeah, I could totally see the comedy and stuff. And that's actually the comedy that I like, you know? And I also wanted to say while you guys were talking, I remembered Mass Effect, the Renegade options were fucking great. Some of them were so fucking golden.
Like, it's not because they're intentionally funny. It's just so over the top.
He punches the reporter. That was the funniest fucking thing to me in a video game. I love the Lego Marvel. That's really the only one that I got into because the Star Wars one turned me off like almost immediately, the first one that came out. But my computer kind of like for some reason skips as it plays Lego Marvel Super Heroes. So that's a little sad. Yeah.
I would very strongly suggest Lego Lord of the Rings as well. Because it uses
I like the talking ones. I think
it was the first one that was a talking one. It used the lines from the actual Lord of the Rings movies. Mm-hmm. So it's like the actual lines from the movies cut and pasted. Gimli such a hilarious character. Like everything he does, you'll just be cracking up on the like. There's this one scene where, you know, they're all getting ready for, like, the orcs to come or something. And everyone's like, Aragorn pulls out a sword, Legolas pulls out his bow, Gimli has his axe, and then he cocks it like a shotgun.
You know what? Actually, lately, what I really want to play is I really want to play that Lego GTA game on the Wii U. Because I had a friend we often talk about.
Lego like, City?
Yeah, that one.
Chaz loved it.
Yeah, like, I have a buddy back home, and, like, we both have, like, the same, like, taste in, like, movies and shows and stuff, so we find, like, the same shit funny, and he was like, dude, you gotta play this game. This game is the funniest thing ever, and it's just kind of, like, it's a shame it's a Wii U exclusive, but, I mean, like, I'm planning on trying to save up for a Wii U right now, and once I get one, that might actually be one of the first games I try to pick up for that thing.
Oh, I haven't even thought about picking that up, but I should.
Yeah, I heard nothing but good things about it, and then it was pretty funny, and in the same vein as the classic Lego games, just kind of like on a bigger scale.
I'm a little bit hesitant about that game, only because I think part of the charm of the Lego game so far is that it takes this franchise that we all know and love so well, be it Star Wars or Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings, Marvel, DC, and then it just Legofies it.
Yeah, but I mean,
how
like,
well does the Lego movie like do like on its own?
With yeah, as I was say, like going back to the Lego movie, like that just kind of proves that like there's a lot of like Lego based like humor, like even just on itself. Like as long as you're familiar with the toys of Legos themselves, because like you gotta remember, like probably like 10-15 years ago, like there were like Star Wars Legos or like Lego Indiana Jones, but it's like most Lego sets were like original Lego sets. It's not until like really recently that like the licensed ones have like really run rampant and stuff, and like there's still a lot of stuff funny about it. Like how in the Lego movie, like the only foods that people eat are like turkey legs and croissants and sausages. Those are like the only Lego foods that exist pretty much, so everybody's just kind of like, hey, let's go to the bar and get a croissant, you guys, and it's like, that's pretty funny. Or like they'll stick like two blocks together that shouldn't fit, but they just kind of do because they're the same shape. And it's like, yeah, it's also pretty funny because I played with Legos once. So like, you know, like I think there's an opportunity for like Lego on its own to kind of have some comedy chops. Trademark.
You could check out the review. I think
you can check out all of my reviews.
You can check out
all the Lego games.
Quimfinite.net. We write about video games.
We write about video games and Lego sometimes.
And that's the thing. Every time I write a review about a Lego game, I have to mention how damn funny it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised. Like everyone's been like unanimously just kind of like praised for its comedy across the board for like the past 10 years or so.
Because they never slack. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses. They play to their strengths, and it just comes off amazing.
You guys remember Lego Island?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I hated that
I'll
last
never
level.
Be able to love that game, and I'll never be able to play it again because it. I have the CD, but it doesn't play on Windows 7.
We should put that on Good Old Games or something.
I know.
I could never beat that last level. I could never, ever do it.
I learned the idiom. I have a very soft spot for that game because I played it like a million times. I learned the idiom, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours for that game. I don't know if you guys remember that part.
Why did you say it with that inflection?
Because that's the way he said it. He's a mechanic. He's a mechanic, and he, like, I remember being kind of creeped out by the way he said it, too, because he was like, you scratched my back. And then he turns around, and his head is still looking at you. And he's like, and I'll scratch yours. And he's scratching his back with a wrench. It was creepy, but I learned the idiom.
I love the fact that Lego people can just turn their heads all the way around. That's hilarious in and of itself.
Yeah, that's cool.
Good cop, bad cop.
Gosh, I wish we could just do like a Lego movie podcast. That would make no sense for us.
Soon we will.
Like when it comes out on Blu-ray and DVD, we've done like 300 episodes. We can get away with it. That's when we'll do it. All right. So I think we're gonna take a quick break, right quick, and when we come back, we're gonna talk about some more wacky Ooh. Stuff.
All okay.
Right. Break. Everything is awesome.
Everything's cool when you're part of a team. Howdy, howdy, listeners. Contest time, or at least time for a contest winner. Last week, we held a contest to give away a new copy of Octodad, Dadliest Catch, now available on Steam, by asking what fictional dad you would like to replace with Octodad. You know, I think we threw out the dad from The Cosby Show and the dad from Full House as examples. Well, we've got a winner this week in the terms of Mr. Adrian Sherman's. I will be in touch with you, Mr. Adrian. I should be able to get in touch with you based on how you've messaged me, so keep an eye on your respective inbox for a message to confirm that you are, in fact, the winner and to get your Steam code. And everybody who sent in entries, thanks so much for trying, and thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate it. Well, now back to the show.
Strong legs.
Welcome back. It's really hard not to say faithful listeners. I can't do that. Welcome back, twin
listeners.
Twinfinicketeers. Twinfinites. Twinfinicketeers. That's what we'll call them. I'm trademarking that. No one can take that from me.
Twinfinicketeers. Nicketeers.
Would you call me?
I said Nicketeers.
I'm kidding. But yeah,
it's Black History Month, Yami. Ugh.
Is that, wait, just to make sure, is that actually racist?
No, it's not.
Okay, because I get worried if I say a slur that I don't even know about.
I should start doing that to people more. Like, I'll joke around like that when it's, like, really obvious nobody said anything offensive, but I just start doing that and just, like, taking people.
I love making white people so uncomfortable. It is the funniest shit in the world. Ugh.
See, my thing is, like, whenever people ask you, like, is this offensive when they say this? Usually I'm just, like, up front with them. I'm just kind of like, it's cool. Or, like, if you have to ask, you probably shouldn't do it. But, like, at least once, I just need to, like, go full force in the opposite direction with it.
I love that shit.
Oh, man. Being a minority is the best, right, guys?
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. But
at least we don't abuse it like Matt does on staff. He thinks being racist is okay. No, I'm just
kidding. Being racist is okay. And other news, though, guys. Another news. In this wonderful Black History Month of ours, it's time to bear down on some news from Sega. All right. Come on, man. Come on. Let me do my job. Anyway, this week, in an event that Sega is deeming the Year of Sonic, which I said was too soon. They unveiled the new designs for Sonic Boom, a crossover video game cartoon franchise starring Sonic and friends. Friends being Knuckles, Tails, and Amy. And everybody looks really different and really kind of weird. And the internet was kind of having a field day with it. What did you guys make of these interesting designs?
Knuckles got swole. He hit that prison workout.
I hate Knuckles' design so fucking much.
The weird thing is, like, everybody's been talking about how his legs are so tiny, but I'm just kind of like, I'm disturbed by how large he is.
He skipped leg day, like, so many days. He can never get that normal form back.
Let's talk about how funny it is that they gave them to look cooler. They all gave them, like, bandaged limbs.
Goggles and like buckles. It's Sonic has a
scarf.
The tackiest. It's an ascot, please.
Oh, sorry.
So basically, you're saying he's Freddy now, huh?
Yeah, he's Freddy from fucking Scooby Doo.
I know they had some concept art where, like, I don't know if it was 3D or hand drawn, but it just looked like Sonic Borderlands, and like I just can't get that out of my head now because like Tails is covered in goggles and like Knuckles is obviously the tank and. And Sonic's got, like, this weird thing going on, and Amy is still just the girl. It's really weird, and it looks like Borderlands.
Amy's just the girl.
And she's, like, giving that. She's giving, like, that, like, DTF look in that art, too. Like, what the hell is that?
I have a thought that, like, the head designer was just sitting in a room overlooking the artist's shoulder, and every time the artist would draw Amy, he'd just say, sluttier. And the artist would be like,
it's like, I'm ready to start because I can't make her any sluttier. And it's like, you gotta do it, and you're gonna get paid, or we're gonna kill your family.
Rolling down his eyes. He's crying. Sluttier.
It's the family off screen and like held at gunpoint, just kind of like slowly nudging at this, like, I'll do it. Just don't hurt them. Don't hurt them.
Please don't hurt my family. I promise nothing. Slutty!
But based on the pictures, Alyssa on staff was really shipping Tails and Amy.
A lot of people have been doing that because in that same concept art, like, Tails is getting kind of like a are you serious look, and like Amy's getting like a DTF look, and they're both looking at the corners of their eyes, and people have photoshopped out like Sonic and Knuckles and just kind of like, there's obviously a thing here. Look at this.
What? Those people are fucking high or something. I'm looking at the image right now, and Tails is looking directly at the camera. I'm looking at another one.
It's the one with all four of them, and it's, like, hand-drawn.
Okay, because I was looking at the CGI one. They're looking at the camera. The hand-drawn one, yeah, they're giving each other the side eye. Yeah.
And does it totally look like Sonic Borderlands?
No, yeah, I love that. He's pointing at something. He's like, "Hey, you wanna do it over there?"
They even have like a clip from like the new cartoon, and like it looks pretty cute. Like it's a CG cartoon, and like I imagine it'll kind of push toys or whatever. I don't know why they're kind of trying to bring back these characters, because it reminds me of what they're doing with Pac-Man right now. But I mean, whatever. I don't know. At the end of the clip, Tails explodes, so you know it's all good.
I saw someone tweet out to all the people who grew up with Sonic Adventure. Now you know what it's like when someone takes a beloved franchise and modernizes it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, burn. Burn.
And like the best part is I was tweeting about this the other day too. And like, I think everybody just is like, this is like a field day for like a lot of people, because they love to see Sonic fail. And like in my day to day life, I meet more people who have watched the Game Grumps play Sonic 06 than have actually played like a good Sonic game. And I'm just kind of like, you guys need to actually go play a good Sonic game so you can just see how weird it is to actually see all of this shit going on.
Yeah.
Like Sonic's weird blue
arms. They all have like, why do they have, are they burn victims? Like the fuck happened to them? They're wearing bandages. On like majority of their bodies.
it's this really like, it just reeks of just like Poochie effect, you know? Like they're totally just like,
yeah,
work here. Except for, like, yes, the 21st century, I guess.
I think that's where I got it from, where I just imagine, like, an artist being forced to make their design fucking cooler, like...
They were trying to do it for Western audiences. They're trying to, like, what would America write?
What would America write?
Oh, God!
I can do it because it's black. It's okay. I'm black. It's okay.
Yeah, we're all minorities. Right.
So by the Matt theory of racism, it's okay because we're minorities.
So let's just be as racist as possible. And just go. Okay, so Sonic has... I'm looking at the concept art right now. Sonic has bandages on his shoes. Does he have, like, the best Jordans and he doesn't want to, like, dirty them at all or something?
Yeah, I've had Jordans before. I've never wrapped them up in linen bandages to prevent them from getting dirty.
We meet at PAX East. Can we, like, find a basketball court and put on tennis shoes and just, like, wrap them up in bandages and put this theory to the test?
Yes. Are the shoes a part of him? Like, they are his skin? So
his flesh.
He's wrapping them in bandages?
That's disgusting.
Did you guys actually see, like, the gameplay trailer, too?
Oh, yeah.
It looks very Sonic Heroes-y, because it's a lot of them, like, running around together, and everybody has, like, specialized attacks and stuff.
I'm just looking at Amy's shoes. What the fuck is that even? Like, what's going on there, girl?
She's got, like, fucking...
A fucking strap? Like, that's weird, girl. I don't like
crazy her. Crazy ass. Like, not even Tommy Hilfiger would touch that.
I would love to see, like, Tommy Hilfiger design Sonic. That'd be the best thing.
They were all wearing polos and
yeah,
shit.
They're all wearing polos. They got nice shorts on. They got Sperry's.
Alright. Well, I think the real question is, you guys, do you think this is gonna be enough to just kinda, like, is it hot or is it not, you know? Are the kids gonna like this? Is Sonic gonna continue for another generation like this? Or is it gonna be just, like, that weird fairy tale Sonic phase they went through for, like, two really kind of bad games?
Yeah, I don't see why the kids wouldn't dig this.
No.
Honestly, I would have liked it. I would have had probably a crush on Sonic because, he's wearing an ascot. He's mysterious.
Remember that, man. Just wear an ascot around Yemi and she's yours.
No, not now. That would give off a different
Just look like Charlie Day in an ascot. And
douchebag vibe.
There you go.
Yeah. Not even a douchebag vibe. Like,
honestly, I don't find Tails that bad. He's the mechanic or whatever, the fixer. So I could see him with a wrench and goggles. That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Knuckles is always like...
Knuckles looks like shit, though.
No, I don't mind his design because he's always been like the brawler of the group. Like, he's always just fighting people. So that kind of makes sense. Sonic just looks weird. And Amy, oh my God, why did they slutify her?
They just wanted her, like, as slutty as possible with Amy. They're like, all right, make her hips smaller.
She has my waist.
the sad part is you're not even joking. That's 100% serious.
I'm 100% serious. Yeah.
Sonic Boom is just a weird name for it. Like,
I'm surprised it took, like, 25 years for that to happen.
Did Amy almost always have Hammer?
Yes.
Or did they just give her, like, hammers? Well, okay.
Ever since Sonic Adventure, she's had the hammer, at least.
No, they changed it to a dildo straight up. Like, they stopped being so...
a dildo bat.
I remember she had a dildo bat in Sonic Generations.
It's true.
What was that DLC?
Not finished that game.
Sonic Generation 3. I love Sonic Generations. I never played Colors, but I heard that one was good, too.
I want to finish Sonic Generations. My computer can't run it perfectly, though.
I kind of wish they kept in the direction of, like, Sonic Generations, because, like, with both the 2D and the 3D stuff, like, on its own, I think they were really on to something with that, and I think they definitely could have, like, kept a classic Sonic feel to, like, help new kids get into it or whatever, but, like, they keep just adding all this weird, like, world stuff, and now this, like, TV show tie-in angle where it's, like, Sonic Heroes all over again and stuff, and it ends with, like, a Dead Space 3 worm popping up out of the sand, too, and I don't know, you guys. I'm a big Sonic fan, and this has just kind of been, like, depressing to watch.
This is like confusing me.
Wait, sorry, how is Knuckles supposed to... How is Knuckles supposed to glide? Wasn't that, like, a thing he could do? To glide? Homie is Jack. He's not going to be able to do nothing.
This looks like they're just fighting. Like, it's just a fighting game.
No, I just saw, like, there's already been a Sonic fighting game, and it sucked.
This is weird. Like, I just saw an image of Knuckles punching a guy and then another image of Amy, like, about to hammer a guy. That's literally all the action that I've seen in screenshots.
There's a screenshot of Knuckles punching a robot in the dick. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's the one I saw.
Generations not so well, because, I mean, I feel like that game was made with, like, a lot of respect.
Like, I can't remember. Like, I know it was, like, I know it did well critically.
But I loved it.
I don't think it was, like, a blockbuster, but I think it did well enough. I don't remember it failing.
But, like, not well enough where Sega realized that, like, oh, shit, no, we gotta revamp this and turn it into this.
Well, I found that Japanese developers, they need freaking, like, 5 million copies to be sold to realize that something's good. Like, they don't just see an increase and think that's okay.
I guess it's just because, like, whenever something's really popular in the Japanese world, it's always, like, a huge success, like Monster Hunter or something. And then, like, it's the same way in America, because you see, like, oh, Halo sold, like, 50 million copies, so we should be able to reach that too, right, guys? The sad thing is, though, there was a point in time where Sonic probably could move that sort of numbers. Only time will tell.
95.
Hey, man, he ruled in 95. Like, I always tell people, like, they laugh at Sonic, I'm just kind of like, and I remember, there was a point in time where Sonic was kind of the coolest thing on Earth for, like, a solid 2 or 3 years. Like, that did happen.
Mm-hmm. You know what? As long as that new Sonic show has at least one joke about blast processing, I think the world will be okay.
Did you guys know that in the original Sonic cartoon, it was Jaleel White who voiced Sonic, a.k.a. Steve Urkel?
Mm-hmm.
That's so amazing to me.
What if they got him back for Sonic Boom? That would have been best.
I'd watch it. I'd at least watch one episode then.
Yeah, I would too. I definitely
just for
would.
For old time's sake.
I've heard he's not hard to get these days, because, like, as long as you have, like, a premium IMDb account, you can just get what do you call the person who works for a celebrity?
Agent?
There you go. You can just get his agent's number, like, super easy, and, like, he'll just do whatever.
Okay, so we get Jaleel White for Sonic. We'll get Reese Witherspoon to do the voice of Knuckles. Liam Neeson for the voice of Amy.
We'll get your own baby doctor in, man.
And Kathy Bates for Knuckles. For what's his face? Tails.
Oh, gosh. I would love for that giant Knuckles to just have, like, a baby's voice. That would be the best thing.
Like a Mike Tyson-esque.
Oh, geez Louise. We could definitely make that work. All right. Well, I think it's starting to get to a point where we have stuff to do, you guys. You want to wrap this up?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bit of a live podcast this week, guys. But, you know, 2014, it's off to a weird start. But I refuse to call 2014 the year of Sonic. The year of Luigi was just too good. We can't follow it up with the year of Sonic. I'm sorry. He had his chance already.
Still a year of Luigi.
What is the official end date for the year of Luigi? Do you know?
I think March 15th, something like that, halfway through March.
I thought it started in February.
What?
It's like a fiscal year.
Oh, okay, yeah, exactly. I think, like, once March begins, it's over.
All right, well, then watch your step, Year of Sonic. You're treading on dangerous ground.
next year should be the year of the guy from GoldenEye that's using the bathroom in the first level and you can sneak down and kill him. The year of that guy.
The year,
year
of
that guy.
Year of that guy.
Year of Birdo. When
year
is
of gastrointestinal distress guy.
You mean his day?
Shut up, yeah.
Oh, yeah, his, right.
Oh, man, one of these days we'll just have a whole show about Birdo.
Right now I'm thinking. Right now I'm thinking. I'm like, wait, no. Was it ever established? I don't know if that was officially.
In the original.
It was.
Japanese version,
okay.
I think it's described as like a guy who likes to dress up as a girl, and then just like by the time Mario Tennis rolled around, they're like, it's a girl, it's a girl. But you just said it's a girl.
Oh, so they okay, so they changed it to not be fucking whatever.
Except for Captain Rainbow, where you have to find a dildo to prove
not be open minded and progressive. They changed it.
And poor Yoshi, because that guy get paired up with that thing too. And he lays eggs. What the hell, Mario Universe? What the hell?
No, but it's okay because you see that nose. So it's a perfect device for something.
No. It's over. We're done. No, we're not going down that road.
JC, I'm gonna make you a fleshlight, and it's gonna be Birdo.
God,
Birdo,
no.
Birdo's really great at that, so that's why he's been in the. That's why he keeps getting invited to the parties. Like, he's the life of the fucking party.
Like, am I gonna invite Birdo? It's gonna be lots of fun. Just wait, we're gonna get drunk and we'll see what happens.
And Mario's like, I don't know, man. I'm with Peach now. He's like, no, I'm Mario.
You gotta believe me.
When's the last time you had fun?
Come on. You had fun. Birdo's good time.
Wonderful time. Everybody
wants
fun.
To do this. He wants to.
Okay, so how many people have we possibly potentially offended with this episode so far?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
I'm very wary. Like, last week I found out that a random word that I had no idea even existed, because I'm like, I'm 12 and what is this, is apparently a slur word. And I was like, oh, my God, what if I just say a random fucking noise and it'll be a slur word one day?
Wait, what word was it?
I don't want to say it.
Say it.
Now that I know it's a slur word.
Wait, just bleep it out.
Type it in the chat.
Okay. Wait.
Oh, yeah.
I had no idea what that was.
You said that?
I never said it, but I just saw it, and I was like, what? What is that even for? For who?
It's like an old school one, yeah.
For who?
Nice, yummy.
Jewish people.
For English people?
No, Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, I love Jewish people.
Have you never watched, like, Sopranos or The Godfather? Or
like South Park?
Godfather when I was young, but Sopranos, no, never.
No. That was a good show.
I wonder if the listeners can infer what the word was for talking about this.
I guess we get if it's the only slur word for Jewish people, I guess.
It's the biggest one, so.
Oh,
okay.
I think they got
it. I totally didn't know that. Oh, my God. Thank God that I never felt like just saying kite without the T.
Yeah, you know what? You should have just went on Twitter and be like, haha, you're all a bunch of.
JC, just bleep out this whole part and just have Everything Is Awesome playing in the back.
Just slowly getting louder.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of racism in the world, and everything is awesome. Everything is great when you're part of a team.
See, now if you don't actually do it, I'm going to be a little bit disappointed. I'm going to listen to this and just be like, ugh, whatever.
I can guarantee you that song's going to probably end up in this podcast somewhere.
Everything is awesome.
I feel like that should be our site's anthem.
Yeah, let's make that the Wimpinit theme song.
It's my theme song for sure.
We end up getting sued by Tegan and Sarah.
I will just. I just thought something perverted.
What?
What?
No, it's like, oh, if they tried to sue, I'll just, I don't know, make out with them.
Really? You think that's going to be enough to change your minds? Come on, yeah.
Yes.
If I've learned anything from the business world, it's that you got to really put out if you want something done. Come on, it's first grade stuff.
I know this stuff firsthand. And two-handed.
If you know what I mean.
If you know what I mean.
All right, guys, let's sign off. I got to get to improv and be funny for a bit.
Oh, gross.
As opposed to now when you weren't being funny.
All right. right, so this has been John Charles.
Yummy. I said my name like
fuck. Yeah, who's next? Somebody say a thing.
A thing.
All right, and Moaz, right?
Jesus. I'm going by Jesus this week.
Jesus? Oh, that's really good. Is that even like Beyonce basis?
Jesus.
The artist formerly known as Moaz.
I'm just a symbol.
With an onk at the end. Yep.
He's a symbol.
All right.
Trademark. Symbol trademark.
This has been Infinite Loop, guys. Keep it awesome. All right? Promise?
Bye.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening. Yeah, that's a damn fun.
Everything is awesome. That's my new theme song.
I will not feel right saying awesome for the next like 2 weeks. I'm gonna think about that every time I say it. Yeah, but yeah.
You guys should never have showed me that song. Now I want to see the movie and just keep like chanting.
Wait till you see the movie and like how much the song is in the movie, and like that's all I will be thinking awesome. About when I leave.
Why? It's like all throughout the movie.
Kind of.
It's literally the soundtrack.
I will tell you now, you hear it for more than like 5 minutes. Like you will hear the song for a long time. Not to a point where it gets annoying, just to a point where it will be stuck in your head.
So that's funny. Cool. Yeah, I'm pretty sure like when they're like screening the movie, they're like, all right, did it get annoying? Yeah, a little bit. Okay. All right. Then all right, take that bit out there and then put it here.
Surprisingly, there wasn't as like that's like the exact kind of movie you would think there'd be something in there that would get annoying, but like it never really did.
I love Elizabeth Banks and Chris Pratt, so I'm just excited as hell.
Chris Pratt absolutely killed it. He was so amazing.
Yeah, he's like on top of the world right now. Like he and Charlie Day are just kind of like all over the place, and I'm so happy.
Charlie Day at the end, that was the cutest day in the world. When he, I was laughing so hard at that.
I've always loved his voice. I always thought.
I know his voice and his like his scruffy little beard. He's so cute, isn't he?
I know he's adorable. He really is.
Like literally,
scrappy guy.
My two favorite people in the world right now:
Chris Pratt and Charlie Day.
And I would do anything.
Just period.
I would do anything. I'm just gonna
not end for it anything. No. Just do anything.